calling Dorothy Dane with T-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I did send a video to Walter today, and an email that I would like him to be able to see the video, and hopefully even read the email. He's my son. And I believe I spoke the truth. And I ask that you don't continue to keep that barrier up between my kids, and their dad. Walter has been on my mind today, and I had the joy of a long conversation today with my friend Chris, and we spent at least 2 hours really digging deep in the scripture, and got a tremendous insight in our dialogue, tremendous insight on the passage about sell your cloak and buy a sword, and we hear, Lord, there are two swords, it is enough, and the fact that the whole scenario is a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, and those parts fit well in it. And to be able to see that dialogue on that today was absolutely marvelous. And I wish I could share that with my family. But after that, we did pray together, and two things were shared. One that delighted me a lot is in Chris's prayer. He prayed for my son, Walter. And I was encouraged by that, very much so. He also relayed an event that occurred yesterday, I think it was. Chris and his wife Jill are having difficulties for years longer than we have. But yesterday, Jill reached out her hand and grabbed Chris's hand. There were some missteps and other things that happened. But just that moment was remarkable. It was remarkable. It was an encouragement. It gives me hope for his relationship with his wife. I reach out my hand constantly to my wife. Thus far, she doesn't reach back. You will also notice that the email, I guess in effect, my voicemails are becoming longer. And more often, I'm sending them to the kids, as you should be aware. If you are listening to this, you would be aware. You're probably not listening to this, but one of the things I mentioned is I also listened to again my dialogue 4 years ago on Ephesians 5:25, and I was questioning whether or not to be more public about it. Well, it is on the homepage now. I mean, it's down. You have to scroll down a bit to see it, but it's there. And because I'm in a dialogue with a gentleman from England, who is a Seventh-day Adventist, and we see eye to eye in some things, and we have debated, and it was a delightful, encouraging debate on the sovereignty of God. Delightful, encouraging debate. You don't hear that in the PCA, it seems. But anyway, I enjoyed the dialogue with him, and he is now currently discussing marriage, and I'm wondering about sharing that with him. And it may, since he shares it publicly, it may spread. So I'm letting you know, because I love you, because I want my kids to know, I listened to what I said, even in the dialogue with Chris today. I am growing far more just amazed of the Lord's graciousness in his opening my eyes to see his majesty, his glory, and I think to proclaim more clearly than I ever have before, to be more ready to give an answer. I'm sorry, this is really long. I had a discussion also with a gentleman discussing young earth creation, as I mentioned to Walter, and the skills that have formed are humbling. And I'm not going to keep those skills under a basket. And those skills not only include young earth creation, but who defines marriage. Dorothy Jane, I love you.